Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audio content on the internet. With Audible, you can enjoy books freely wherever you'd like and doing whatever you'd like. Download a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial by visiting audible.com/bangbang today. That's audible.com/bangbang. Riddle me this, Biscuit Sticks. It's Comedy Death Ray Radio. Thank you very much for that submission, whoever put that in. For a catchphrase, I'm Hot Saucerman, as you know. And by the way, about my catchphrase, big news coming up for those of you who are wondering what is the final fate of What's Up Hot Dog. I, of course, am not saying it anymore. I will not say What's Up Hot Dog on this program at all. You will not hear the words What's Up Hot Dog. But we promise to compile the results of the poll soon. It is coming soon. But in the meantime, riddle me this, Biscuit Sticks. Not bad. Don't mind it. Also, thanks to Rolling Stone for naming us this week one of the 10 best comedy podcasts. Thank you very much. We came in at number 10, which to me means ninth loser.
Means you're probably the best one is really what it probably means.
No, actually, congrats to our friends over at the Pod F Tompcast for coming in at number one. Paul, of course, is on this show a lot. And no thanks to Spin Magazine for this month for their... putting a picture of Akiva from The Lonely Island where a picture of me should have been. And for everyone who's writing to alert me to it, I know it happened. You don't have to let me know it happened. Akiva even wrote to me to lord it over on me. Whoa, what happened? What happened there? I blanked out for a second.
You said lord and there was a little interference there.
You may be wondering who's talking to me right now. By the way, this is episode 100, a.k.a. episode C, as the Romans would say.
Yes. Romans.
Originally, I wasn't going to do anything special for this episode. It's just going to be another one. A lot of people are out of town, and this just dropped into my lap, and I am so excited by what you're about to hear. Two of my favorite I'm so excited I can't even say the word musicians.
The musicians.
Sounds right to me.
Two of my favorite musicians are here. They volunteered to perform songs on the episode. Let me introduce them now. Speaking of Rolling Stone, she has appeared on the cover of the magazine.
Oh my God.
You know her as one of the members of the Bangles and lead singer of several of their biggest hits. As a solo artist, she had a top 40 hit with a single, My Side of the Bed. Susanna Hoffs is here.
Hi.
Amazing. Hey. And recently, Susanna teamed up with our next guest, and they released two incredible albums of their versions of 60s and 70s hits, Under the Covers, Volumes 1 and 2. He is a prolific singer-songwriter who broke through in 1991 by releasing one of my favorite albums of all time, Girlfriend.
20 years this year. 20
Amazing.
Years.
Yes.
It's the big celebration this
which
year.
Which Rolling Stone recently called the best power pop album of all time.
Whoa,
no, really?
Really?
RollingStone.com, maybe.
And they didn't tell me that?
That's good. Excellent.
Matthew Sweet is here. Matthew.
I feel like I'm relevant again hearing that. No, I was sitting here thinking, I'll never be as good as you, Susie.
I was thinking, I'll never be as good as you.
Those magazines didn't like me back then.
Well, music seemed to be in a different place with what with Nirvana and grunge and everything breaking through.
Yeah, and I was kind of over there.
But literally, if you don't have the record Girlfriend, one of my favorites of all time,
it's amazing.
So nice, you guys.
Thank you so much for being here. This is an amazing, just serendipitous event that happened.
Post South By.
Yes, we met, Suzanne and I met each other at South By. Can we say where?
Yes.
At a Duran Duran concert.
Oh, I thought you were going to say awesome. The cool connection, but Duran Duran.
No, no, no.
All right.
No. We have a mutual friend that introduced us.
Yes. I went to see Duran Duran and texted my friend and said, hey, come see Duran Duran. And he texted me back and said, I'm here, and would you like to meet the Bangles? And I said, but of course I do.
F yeah.
or fuck yeah, either yeah. one. Yeah. And he introduced us, and you were kind enough to say, well, if you ever need music on your show.
Yeah.
And
I like the comedy.
I was blown away. And then when you suggested Matthew do it with you, it just yeah. was a double. And what a great present, certainly to me, but also to the listeners for the 100th show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're honored to be part of your 100th
show. Totally.
How did you guys meet? Now, was it on the soundtrack of Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Did you?
Kinda,
you know what? Kind of was around that time.
You're so on it, Mr. Offerman.
My friend Fred Marr produced. Who we did Girlfriend with was producing a track, right? Did
yeah,
he do
that
your
was Buffy
track?
Yeah.
And I swear,
yeah.
what I remember is he put me on the phone with her. Mm-hmm. He was like out working on it with her. And he's like, I'm going to put her on the phone with you. She's really nice. Because he knew I love the Bangles, you know. And I had their earliest, you know, records.
You had the weird solo
and
stuff
Susie
I did.
And Susie singing I'll Keep It With Mine on the
yeah.
rainy day.
This compilation, this Paisley
kind of
Underground thing
yeah,
from 1983.
The era of kind of Salvation
Mirror.
Army and the 3
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah, the 3 o'clock.
And I did Paisley I'll Be Your Mirror, too.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so great.
Thank
and
you.
I always loved her voice. So then I got on the phone with her, and we sort of met, I guess, that way. And then
we met in New York at the studio when I was recording that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You came down.
And you're recording the Oingo Boingo classic. We
exactly.
close our eyes.
Exactly. Our buddies Oingo Boingo, we used to be part of that scene in LA in the way, yeah. way early 80s.
A lot of people don't know this, but the person who does the theme song at the end of this show was a member of Oingo Boingo, Warren Fitzgerald, that Earwolf theme on all of our shows.
Cool.
He was a member. So
I've been seeing Oingo Boingo in some funny movie lately. What is it?
Let me guess. Back to School.
Back to School. I love Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah,
I saw that
amazing.
When it came out, but it's been on a couple times recently. I sort of keep the TV just always kind of going with either brutal political news or just movies. Usually,
you were saying that you watch a lot of comedy movies over
I do,
and over?
But that's more like a psychotic thing. That's like,
really?
You know, I think back, and I'm sure it was from other things. I really loved that movie, 3 o'clock High. Which
oh,
also
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Recently. Loved it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Phil
Schiavone. That mm-hmm. one really
what,
held
am I right
up.
About
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Rattle and Hum director.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good, I think.
And Boyfriend
and
of Molly
Ringwald.
That
was maybe one of my real fixation movies, you know, when I was a teenager. And then... when Half Baked came out,
mm-hmm.
Really good friend of mine and I just became really obsessed with Half Baked. We just sort of learned every little nuance of it. And, you know, the other movies that are like that, well, there's like Super Troopers is just so super great. I can't stand it. And in a good way.
Is that like the ABBA related?
It's so funny. You know, it's about just
no,
these cops.
Yeah, it should be.
It's
what if
broken,
they just played Super Trooper all throughout
that
movie?
I think
it's a comedy
a cool
thing.
Lyric, isn't
but,
it?
But, you know, all the movies, the Kids in the Hall movie, Run, Ronnie, Run, I love,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
you love it far more than I do.
And, yeah, but you had to, I understand that. I don't know how anyone makes a movie and just doesn't want to just...
Slip
die afterwards, exactly.
I think
that
you
doesn't
know,
have their whole heart ripped out.
I felt so depressed when I realized I'd seen it more than any movie in history.
Oh God!
Because of how many times I had to
in
see
the
it.
Editing room, right?
That's kind of what happens.
Well,
with music.
Not that we were allowed in the editing room,
oh.
but just seeing all the cuts and.
Were you banned from the editing?
Yes.
Room?
Well, the trouble with that movie is well documented. But,
really,
yeah. When I realized that I'd seen that movie more than any other movie, I just like wanted to kill myself.
I've probably yeah. seen it almost as much as any other movie. What year is that?
We made it in 2000. I think it may have come out on DVD in 2002. I'm not really sure.
Aww. I think I had a...
We went to Sundance in 2001.
I think I had a, you know, an illicit VHS or something before it came out.
Did
I'm
you
pretty
really?
Sure.
Yeah, you probably did.
Somehow I got it.
And Brain Candy, you were saying?
Brain
you
Candy, that? I did the theme song for.
Oh, that's right. You're on the soundtrack to that.
And those guys, I would always see the Kids in the Hall up in Canada when I was touring.
Yeah.
And they would just come to, like, the backstage and just get... so drunk and crazy. One time they
were sort of the replacements of comedy.
They were crazy up there. I remember
not the replacements were... to comedy.
No, no, no. Do you remember the replacements?
Yes, from... Paul Westerberg's.
Yes,
yeah, they
oh,
were
of course.
Notoriously drunken.
Yes, they were quite drunk. But these guys in Kids in the Hall, they would really hit it with like the beer that. Was it called like ice or something? It had like more,
oh, yeah.
more
it's like,
alcohol.
It's like
oh,
worse
yeah.
than, you know,
yeah. like Budweiser
Foster's
ice
or, yeah.
I don't know. It was
like,
something that was, that's probably not what it is. I'm probably just grabbing that. But
it's like super
some
alcoholic.
Kind of heavy alcohol beer and got so crazy and they got me so drunk and we were in the hotel room of that cool old hotel there.
Where in Toronto?
Yeah, it's like the King something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
It's like where the Beatles would stay or something, like this cool place.
I know, I stayed there.
And I happened to be staying there, and they came over, and not only did they drink everything in the minibar, I don't know who drank it. I don't even know what happened, really.
I'm guessing Foley.
But they also, I had them all, I started somebody signing my guitar, and they all just drew all over it, which is crazy, like chicken lady claws and you're a great road fuck, like all
really?
These crazy things on it, and so that always reminds me of them. But the next morning, which was like 2 hours later, I get a knock on the door, and they put the thing on the door with the like a giant order for like room service for like breakfast with like everything they had.
And so I was they like, were worrying about you. They were thinking about you.
No, that's, they were being crazy.
That's funny.
But later on, I kind of knew him here. You know, like Dave Foley and
it was my
a lot of them were
good
living
friends
here.
With Mike Myers.
Yeah, exactly. I saw him a lot kind of during that time when we were getting to know each other even better.
So now, how did you guys end up working together on these records? These amazing records, Under
Thank
the Covers,
you.
Volumes 1 and
wow.
2.
Wow,
I
like
that. How did that come about? I mean, you first of all, just as far as what I can tell, you have very kind of pleasing voices, or voices that sound very pleasing together, kind of similar
Thank
tones
you.
In a way.
We didn't really know that, but we kind of, it was really this guy, Sean Amos, that, he's actually Famous Amos's son. And he's a great guy and a good musician. And he kind of had an idea, like, why don't you guys do something together? So we went and had this meeting because she already was talking kind of them about doing something.
At Shout Factory.
At Shout Factory.
And it's what Rhino turned into.
Right.
Rhino Records.
They put out a lot of comedy DVDs.
And
like
cool.
They
yeah. They
like
do a
the
lot
nuggets,
of DVD
like
stuff.
The
yeah.
psychedelic stuff from the 60s. Yeah.
So we went and had a meeting and I was like, I just remember being kind of nasty at that meeting. I don't know why, but we were talking. Cause I'm like, I want to make a Susanna Hoffs record of original music, you know?
And they're like, how about
they're like, how about a covers album together? And we were sort of like, oh, I don't know. And then it was kind of like, we really wanted to do something, and they really wanted us to do it. And so we're like, yeah, let's do it. And we
fuck
were really
yeah.
glad we did it.
I
it was like,
said
fuck it.
It.
Yeah.
I didn't say F yet.
And then the party started.
Yeah.
And it never let up.
It just never stopped.
We're even going to do the 80s.
We're
this
doing
year.
The 80s.
Are you doing the
80s?
Oh, I was going to ask.
Do you have any ideas?
For an exponentially lower fee from where we started it.
I mean, I think you have to put in Bat Dance from 1989, my favorite song of all time.
We don't know
Bat
that
Dance.
Song.
Oh, Prince's Bat Dance from the Batman soundtrack.
I don't
wow.
know that. I know a lot
As
of Prince
As listeners
songs.
Know, that is my favorite song of all time. Just
really?
A beautiful, haunting melody.
We didn't even remember to do Prince on
We
it.
Did,
There's
but you
so
know
many...
what? I listened to stuff and it just wasn't...
Yeah, it's not... I don't know.
Sometimes
it's
like,
coverable.
How do you make it...
Yeah.
matter that
we have a little
it,
running
of.
List
maybe a
that.
Smithereen song or
well, you
well we've
know
got
what?
Like REM
no
and
but I, there's that really great Smithereen song that I keep
blood
hearing.
And
no. behind the wall of sleep
no it's a memory one
only a memory
yeah that's
yeah.
pretty cool
only a
there's so many things
I like those weird chords mm-hmm. I like that
yeah
what else do we have
maybe 2020 or is that 70s
no that's probably
pills.
Love it but
We've got a lot of cool ones.
I was
cool
trying
we've
to get her to do
REM.
A bongos song with me. The DBs, Big Brown
oh, yeah.
Eyes.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, we've got some cool ones.
Squeeze.
Yeah.
DBs do one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time. They're, that Christmas record
right.
that they do.
I never heard it.
It's I couldn't sing it for you because I'm embarrassed to sing in front of you. Oh. But
you were
yeah.
just singing.
I was doing an impression of Pat DiNuzio. Is that how you pronounce his name?
That's such a good name, Pat DiNuzio.
They have a new album, just came out this week. Right. So the 80s are coming out, but right now everyone can pick up the 60s, which is volume one, and the 70s, which is volume two. I hope that you keep going and put them out every decade.
Oh, I think that's good.
The 90s, because the 2000s are all, we were already over.
We already made two
and actually
more
the
after
90s.
80s.
Three. Oh, yeah, yeah, two more after 80s, yeah. Okay, so now you guys are you're going to play songs from both records?
Yeah, mostly the 60s one.
Mostly
weirdly.
The 60s one for the entire show. And thank you so much for being here. This
thank
is quite
you.
A treat for me. And so you'll be playing during the song breaks,
yes.
Instead of the normal terrible comedy songs we usually play. So
I thought they were pretty fun.
So thank you so much. Okay, so for my other guests on the show, I thought long and hard about who I should have. You know, who in the storied history of Comedy Death Ray Radio should be the guest on the 100th episode. And then I realized something. Everyone always wants to redo their first show. You know, everyone listens to their first show back and they say, oh, I wish I could redo that one. I was so stiff. I was so unnatural. So I thought, you know what? Why don't I do that with this episode and have the very first guests I ever had on the show back on the show today? And so that's what we're going to do. So with me today, my special co-host, you know him from MTV's Human Giant. He played the bad guy in the film I Love You, Man.
Bad guy. There's no bad guy.
Okay. Well, he played the man with a different point of view than the protagonist.
No, I was tan.
Okay. Oh, he played the tan guy, pardon me. And you can see him on Children's Hospital, is that correct?
Yep.
Playing another bad guy. Or tan? Pretty pale?
Yeah, pale.
Pretty pale in this one. Welcome, Rob Hubel.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you for having me, Scott Aukerman. This is... Yeah, this is exciting.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, I just want to get right to the point though. Like, what is this show about? Is the show is going to be funny, or are we going to talk about stuff that is funny?
No, yeah, the show is deadly, deadly dry.
We just explain like why.
Yeah, yeah, we explain why something is funny.
We're just going to deconstruct.
Yeah, yeah, that's all it is. That's all we're really going to do. and now I mentioned you were part of Human Giant, correct? You're 1/3 of Human Giant, or you're 1/5? I don't know how you guys did.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
up,
yeah. I'm pretty much just a third.
Does Aziz get more? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Aziz gets more. It's done by height, so I am I'm 4/3. We do that show, and yeah, it's really fun.
Are you still doing the show? Number one question you get, right?
Yeah, people always ask us that. I think we'll probably do some more stuff right now. We're all just kind of doing different things, you know, like you know, we're working on a movie script and stuff like that. So yeah, it's good. You know, everybody's doing different stuff. So
sure. I mean, that's what happens to bands all the time. They do different things.
Yeah, we all have solo projects,
and they always get back together.
Yeah, we have solo projects, and we're all going to get addicted to heroin.
How's that going?
It's going great. You know, it's way easier to get addicted to heroin than I thought.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I didn't know about it. But what I didn't anticipate is that it's so much fun.
It really is.
Oh yeah, it's like really, really fun.
If you're out there and you haven't tried heroin, by the way, if there's one message that we can impart to you,
I don't know. If we need
pick
to.
It up. I mean, it's a no, great.
I'm not sure we
great
should be,
habit to try.
I'm not sure we should be, you know, spreading the word about heroin. I feel like people might have already heard about that.
A little bit later, we're going to have my special guest is going to be joining us.
Wait, am I the special guest?
No, you're the special co-host.
Oh, I'm the co-host, but we have a special guest.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking at him right now. I mean, I see him.
No, he is here. I didn't want to actually say that. He is here from Reno 911.
Wait, am I pretending that I'm here or not?
You're pretending like you're not here at this point.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we'll just tease.
Shh, 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 shh. No,
okay, we'll just tease.
No, we're going to tease you. Okay, so from Reno 911, right. Also from I Love You, Man.
Hey, Scott?
Yes.
Real quick timeout. We try not to say 911 when we say the name of the show.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, you don't call it Reno 911.
No, we try not to invoke the worst tragedy, basically, in the history of the United States.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Pearl Harbor death count, is it higher? No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
No, you know what? We usually say is Reno 911.
Reno September 11th. Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Right. Well, see, now what Rob just did was exactly what we try not to do, which is that we...
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Like, so we try not to invoke, say, like, Osama 911. Like, that would... wait, what did I just say? Hang on a second. Reno... 9-1-1 in no way related to the greatest human tragedy that ever, American tragedy ever happened.
Yeah. When you created the show, did you actually think of calling it Reno Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, we did. But we felt like that one was just a little bit from Grandma's Attic, you know?
Yeah, it was confusing, yeah.
Yeah, it was a tragedy, was just a little too old-timey.
Yeah.
Have we even finished his introduction yet? Did we say it's Tom Lennon?
Oh, no, it's Tom Lennon. That's true. Hey, welcome to the show, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be here.
Really great.
100th really show. Great. You guys were on the first one. Do you remember what it was like back then?
You know, I wish I could remember, you know, if it'd be neat if we could remember, like, what we said exactly.
I remember saying we will never have a black president. I remember saying that.
Oh, you were really adamant about that.
I said
that. I believe he actually was in office at the time.
I was trying to get you guys to come over and fix my VCR.
Maybe not.
I remember that. Yeah. Was that my first marriage?
You're still on your first marriage, as a matter of fact.
I'm not arguing that. I just said, at the time of the first Comedy Death Ray podcast, I was still on my first marriage.
But we will never remember what we said back then. And,
there's no way to look it up.
Nope.
There's not that I can there's think no of. Way, there's no way to look up what we said and then recite it. Like we said it.
No, there is no way to do that.
If we could do that, that would be amazing. But that would require kind of technology or an intern. And I don't think we have either technology or an intern on this program that I've ever seen. As I recently asked, oh my God, it smells so bad in here.
It does smell bad in here.
We have musicians in here.
It smells like someone ate like a turd.
Yeah. Or someone rolled a poop.
Yeah.
Into some sort of poop joint.
We have musicians here, and one of them may be smoking the poop joint that we're talking about right now in the corner.
I've got some really good shit. It was literally just
it was just feces.
It was just
human feces.
Put that away. All right, guys. So you thank you so much for joining me. We're going to have you on.
A lot has changed. A lot has changed.
We're going to have you on the entire show. But why don't we do a song first, and then we'll come back and really get into it. Okay?
I don't have a song. I didn't write a song.
Oh, no. These guys are going to do it.
Great.
Oh. Okay. So you guys ready?
Sure.
Yeah.
Susanna, Matthew.
Yes.
What's the first one that you have here?
George Harrison. Beatles.
You want to start with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Here Comes the Sun.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
What an amazing song to start with. Okay, this is Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet, Comedy Death Ray.
Since it's been here, here comes the sun, da da da. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles are turning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, da da da. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun. all right. Here comes the sun, da 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 da. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right.
Oh, beautiful. The Beatles. This is Comedy Death Ray. I'm here with, of course, that was Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, and I'm here with Tom Lennon and Rob Hubel, my very first guests from episode, as the Romans say, I, and this is episode C.
Right.
Now, and you
guys are
back. I can't
wait for episode M.
Oh, do you think we'll get there?
I didn't like the show then, the first episode. I didn't like it, and I'm not sure I like it.
Here's the thing about
100 episodes in, I thought it would be something different.
You know, here's the thing about Comedy Death Ray Radio that is a guarantee at my house.
Yeah.
There are, at our house, there's like 5 episodes of this show because I download the ones that I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, let's just face
it. Well, you have only been in a couple. Now, there's right. This guy, Little Gary, who's been in a few
Little
more
Gary,
than
my
you.
Cousin on my mom's side.
Right.
Yeah. Little Gary's my cousin on my mom's side, but he's around. He makes the scene a lot.
It's a pleasure
to
have.
He was working for you as a while, which I appreciate. Thank you for doing that. That was a favor to me and my mom, and I thank you. We both thank you for that.
It was a favor to the listeners as well.
Yeah.
But it's a pleasure to have you back solo on the show.
I'll be honest, he's not my taste. You know, a lot of people.
Whose taste is he?
I really don't know. You know, people, I've seen some of these things saying, oh my God, Little Gary's amazing. Every show should have Little Gary. Oh my God, I love him so much. Yeah. Oh my God, he's so amazing.
A lot of people say
why
that.
Doesn't he have his own podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, I'm kind of on like the other side of that because I find him a little annoying.
Yeah.
Well,
and hard to understand.
Thankfully, we will not be hearing from him this show because he's annoying to you. I don't want to have him on this show.
Right.
Okay, so.
I got a message from my mom.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
That he might have. Did he send you something?
I haven't opened my email. You know what?
Check your email.
I'll check it a little later in the show.
Okay.
I'll check it a little later. I want to talk to you guys a little bit.
Yeah.
So what are you working on right now together? Anything together?
6 or 8 projects. We were actually out in the hallway for so long that we may have come up with a project.
Sorry to keep you out there.
Yeah. We have an idea for a theme restaurant that we want to do where it's girls. It's basically wings, but it's also girls with big boobs and like tight t-shirts.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would it be called?
We were thinking like Hooters or Titties.
Yeah.
Titties
or the Titty Factory.
Big old titties.
So would you have to say it in that voice?
Big old titties.
Yeah, you probably have to say like big old.
So you explain.
I think
to the
we could take it. I do think we could take it to the next level, where instead of like, you know, here's what I'm guessing. You know how people like the behind the scenes, like the bonus, the DVDs. They like to see how things are made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the Hubel at Robin Tom's
big old titties.
Big old titties. Here's one thing that you'll see, which is you get to see how the sausages are made.
Yeah.
So like
we're
the
losing
DVD
the shorts.
Extras of restaurants.
No, what you see is the women are all wearing like Spanx. And different sort of apparati
that make them look thinner and
yes,
more attractive.
Exactly.
I see.
It's like, I don't
and
know.
They're not wearing the hose that they wear at Hooters that make their legs all look tan and beautiful and you don't
they
see
are,
the bruises.
But you see, but basically you see all how the sausages are made is what I want to get into.
Did you say to hide the bruises?
Yeah, is like that? Most Hooters girls have bruises all over their legs.
That's
I don't
why
know
they
you know
wear
that.
Pantyhose?
Yeah, that's
to
the
hide
only
bruises?
Reason. Yeah.
And why are they so bruised?
Because customers take out their dicks and smack them against their legs.
I think that's defamatory.
That's not true.
I think that is true. Did you see the undercover boss where the boss goes undercover
apparently
at Hooters?
That was one of the best episodes of that
show.
Yeah,
he takes his dick out and smacks it
how
against all
you.
The waitresses.
And that bruises, that would cause a bruise.
Of course, both the penis and the leg.
Scott, I hooked up with a Hooters waitress at MTV Spring Break 1995.
What?
I would love to have been there.
You know who was there in the room right next to me? Andy Dick. And that will be
I totally believe this.
Extra other podcast we'll do is called Sounds That I Heard from Andy Dick's Hotel Room, MTV Spring Break 1995.
What is the sound of a penis going into an asshole?
It was not that. How dare you? And you are you're his friend. How dare you? How dare you?
What is the sound? What is the sound of a penis going into a dolphin's blowhole?
But the young Hooters waitress that I made friends with, when I say made friends, we got pretty friends. No bruises. Little tiny Playboy. She, you know, when she would get tan, and I think this is something we could all do as guys. She would put a little Playboy bunny
sticker,
logo down, like
I
kind
do
of
that.
Pretty close.
Right, and then it would tan.
And then you tan, and you peel the sticker off. Boom, you got a little pale spot.
So that when you're down there eating her out, it gives you a boner to see that Playboy.
Can I tell you what? Can I tell you what a redneck I am? Mm-hmm. When I was little,
or you could do a funny.
Yeah, do it in the
style. You might be a redneck in the Jeff Foxworthy. Hey, you might be a redneck when no, it doesn't work if I do it. But when I was little, I used to get I don't get tan. I just get really, really sunburned. And when I was little, I was out somewhere and I knew I was going to get sunburned that day, and I didn't have any sunscreen, so I just embraced it. And I took tape and I put the word I wrote the word ouch in tape on my back, and then I got really badly sunburned. And then when I took the tape off, you know, I had these white letters ouch on my back. And everyone thought, man, that guy's awesome.
That's like a Banksy level sunburn bit. If I saw that,
this is pre Banksy. Like,
that's
bro.
Fucking
this
Banksy.
Is pre Banksy.
I don't even
Banksy,
remember the level. World pre Banksy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that was Comedy Death Ray episode one.
Why didn't you just cover your whole body in tape?
That's a fair question. That is a fair question. Or just put on a shirt.
There you go.
Yeah.
No one would ask you to
think
put on a shirt.
Comedy Death Ray. I think as summer's coming up, it's episode 100.
Mm-hmm.
For episode like 105, I think you should have a contest where the listeners sunburn something onto themselves.
That's a great idea.
In the spirit of Comedy Death Ray.
A corporate logo, though, I would say.
It could be anything.
But I think it should
your
be Comedy Death
style
Ray.
Style imaginations run
right.
wild.
Sunburn something onto yourself.
That's a great idea.
Okay, here's what we'll do.
In the theme of Comedy Death Ray.
Put them onto this particular episode page at earwolf.com.
Okay.
Earwolf.com/ComedyDeathRay.
Yes.
Put it on this particular episode page.
Great.
Post your pictures.
This is episode 100.
This is episode
easy,
100.
Easy to remember.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
I would say episode if you have skin cancer, don't do this. But if you don't have skin cancer, go for it.
If you're one of the few Americans who doesn't have skin cancer,
yeah.
Then go for it. That's a great idea. Great contest.
Like, I would love to see, like, what would be, what's
Reno,
an idea
Reno 911, you know,
or like
9/11.
Oh, that's a great one.
Reno 911.
Or the Twin
just
Towers.
Like, just
the Twin
like,
Towers in New York.
And then Reno right above it.
Right,
a plane like, crashing into
never
it.
Never forget.
Or like really, Reno. Like Aukerman, like just your name written in like really beautiful calligraphy.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You know what you're going to want? You're going to want to take your SPF 50 and put it in like a mustard bottle.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Yeah. So that you can do the detail work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you don't want to just do... Like
the subway artists do.
Exactly. Just really get into like... What will they do with acid?
I meant not the people who spray paint onto subway cars. I mean sandwich artists.
Oh, the subway sandwich artists.
Yeah.
Oh, with literal mustard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like graffiti guys like Samo.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm not that deep. All right, guys. So
the contest is official.
You'll be judging, and what do you give the winner?
I would say a dick bruise. You should give them a dick bruise where you
or,
hit them.
Or the cash value.
Or the cash value of a dick bruise.
What is the cash value of a dick bruise?
It's like
or I would say,
10,
let's see, 10, I got something.
$10,000 probably. It's like $10,000.
To you.
Yeah.
Here's this. I will give I have a folder of some original state sketches printed, you know, the typed out versions
really?
Of them. Maybe I'll give one of those or something like
that. Like photocopies. Not
the originals.
The originals?
Like Mozart. Yeah. Like Mozart. The
wow.
Originals.
So you just upped the ante here to make people actually.
And all they have to do is get like a level 4 sunburn on their body.
It doesn't even need to be that bad. It just needs to show.
That you actually did it and went out of his hand.
Yeah, and I can just say Comedy Death Ray,
sure,
right?
Sure, it can be, but you'll judge the winner, the best picture.
Yeah.
You can even put stuff in the background of the picture that's funny, all that kind of stuff.
If you want.
So you'll judge this, and we'll have you back during the summer.
There'll
at
be
some point.
Yeah, sometime in the summer.
Okay.
Can we get this contest sponsored by, like, Coppertone? Or
it's a great idea.
At least Drew Barrymore.
Wasn't
she
idea.
The Coppertone girl?
She was the Coppertone baby.
Yeah, let's get
was
her,
she really?
Let's get her in
Yeah,
here.
You know when the dog pulls down the pants? Hold on.
By the way, I
want to explain the image.
Keep describing it.
It's a dog slowly
pulling down.
Just very sexy, just going... And then just like...
Mm-hmm. Off a very, like pulling, very little girl.
Pulling down the panties of it.
he gets
of like a five-year-old girl. It's really weird.
He gets his so doggy upsetting. Tongue up in there a little bit.
And then he took it one step over the line.
All right, let's go to... Speaking of one step over the line,
let's take some calls. Let's take some calls.
No. Let's do another song. All right, Susanna, Matthew, you all set? You ready?
Yes.
In the back there?
Yes.
Okay. Make your way to the mics, the microphones.
Neil Young...
You're going to do some Neil Young now.
Yes.
We've done lots of Neil Young.
Yeah, we love Neil.
All right, here
love
they
him.
Go. This is Matthew Sweet, Susanna Hoffs, Indie 103.1. We are on Indie 103.1, but this is also, I'm so used to saying
Comedy
that. This is the 100th episode.
100.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We'll be right back.
Neil Young. Wow. I mean, that's not Neil Young doing it, obviously, but Susanna, Matthew, thank you so much. This is Comedy Death Ray. I'm Hot Sosserman, and we're here with our guests, Rob Hubel and Tom Lennon, Thomas Lennon.
Should we go to the phones now?
Yeah. We don't have phones right now.
This lighting up? There's something lighting up.
You know what is lighting up is it's time for a feature on the show. When I asked people on Twitter what feature they'd like to see, this got overwhelming amount of votes. This is a little feature that we like to call Ba-ba. Who Said It?
It's a really long intro.
Said it. Okay, so this is who said it.
So long.
All right. I will say these quotes. We're going to go one by one.
How much are you charging now for this show, by the way?
$0.
$0.
$0.
Oh, my God. This thing is a goddamn...
Money loser.
Money loser. No, I'm just thinking about just the hours that I've put in.
I know. We should be compensated for this somehow.
Oh, my God.
And now you're giving away your old state sketches?
Or something like that. It'll be the equivalent. Something neat.
The equivalent of a Dick Bruiser or the state sketches. Here we go. All right. So we'll start with Rob. You'll get a point for each one
I'm
that
ready.
You get correctly.
Yeah.
All right. We start off a little bit easier. Rob, first quote, 87 years ago. Who said it?
Real answer?
Yes.
I think that was Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No. Really, don't make a bit out of this. This is not a bit. This is a game.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. You get a point. Yes. Very good.
Played by Anthony Kiedis in an upcoming movie.
All right, Tom. Scores 1-0. Here we go. Ready? Early to bed, early to rise makes a man wealthy and wise.
B. Franklin.
Oh, amazing. I don't think I would have known exactly who
said
that.
Let's go.
Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. I did not know that.
Did you not know that?
A point
of peace. From Poor Richard's Almanac. Isn't that one of the wonderful quotes from Poor Richard's?
What a strange title for a book.
Poor Richard's Almanac. Isn't that what Ben Franklin's thing was called?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but why call your thing that? It's very, a very bizarre title.
You know what? You want to hear something?
That's like Zen in the
Art of
Motorcycle
Man. You want to hear something really true about Ben Franklin that's not a joke?
Of course I do.
He got a lot of pussy when he was in France. He did. Read anything about Ben Franklin?
He's not a good-looking guy, though.
Nobody. So what? He has charisma.
He created the bifocals. There are all sorts of charisma.
He created lightning.
The minute
he invented lightning, and bitches were like, he's like, hey, I invented lightning.
And I figured out a way to shoot it out of my dick.
Boom.
And the minute he invented bifocals, women, his pussy dried up because women put him on, were able to see him.
Oh, my God. You're a hideous old troll.
All right, here we go.
God, where the fuck is Thomas Jefferson right now?
All right, next quote, Rob. This is for you.
Okay.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
Jennifer Lopez.
No, that is The Thing.
What?
And the block is, of course, Yancey Street. So sorry you did not get that right. All right, here we go. We turn to Tom Lennon.
All right.
Fuck.
I have found the paradox. Mm-hmm. If you love until it hurts, mm-hmm. there can be no more hurt, only more love.
Ben Franklin?
Is that Ben Franklin again?
No, I'm sorry. That is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods said that.
Did he say, wait a second, did he say, I've found the paradox, or I have found an unbelievably skanky twats?
They rhyme.
He said, so. I have found some skanky twats, is what he actually said. I think you are misquoting.
I may have misheard that.
What he said.
You guys know he's a great friend of mine, right?
I'm so sorry.
I just don't like it when people take shots at him, because he's a good friend of mine.
If I'm quoting correctly, Tiger Woods, the actual quote is, I have found some skanky twats in the Kissimmee-St. Cloud area. That is the actual quote.
Well, I'm sorry, Tom. You do not get a point.
Okay.
Real or fake.
Okay,
quote.
But look it up, because I'm pretty sure
we're still tied 1-1. All right, Rob, we come over to you. Here we are.
Will these be getting harder as they go along?
Yeah, much harder.
Okay.
Here we go.
How close are you and Tiger Woods?
Real close. We were going to open a theme restaurant together called Hooters.
Hey.
But then...
Hey, that's my idea. All right, here we go, Rob.
Yeah.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Yeah.
If it's brown, flush it down.
Well, I know for a fact that was the drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad.
Can you remember his last name?
I can't remember his last name.
Chad. The guy
Chad
who looks,
Smith.
The guy who looks exactly like Will Ferrell, but
he looks exactly like Will Ferrell.
Exactly.
I don't know why they...
He looks exactly like Will Ferrell.
With a mullet.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That is Rihanna talking about Chris Brown.
If it's brown, yellow, flush it down. Let it...
Yeah.
Why would she say that?
All right, Tom, we're still tied up. You can take the lead here. Famous quote,
yep.
I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
It's either George Washington Carver or Schnooky.
You're pronouncing Schnooky right.
Yeah, I am.
Schnooky. You're pronouncing it like an old Jewish lady.
Schnooky.
Schnooky.
I saw Schnooky at the beach.
Schnooky tweeted, never mind.
Unfortunately, you did not get it right. That is...
It's not Schnooky.
That is Andrew Cunanan, assassin of Gianni Versace.
Oh.
Yeah, he decided to take his...
Wow, that was really, really, really dark.
What did he say again? What
was I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. Yeah. All right, Rob, here we go. Ready to take the lead?
Am I winning right now? What's the score?
It's 1-1.
Okay. Can I say
Famous
something real
quote,
quick?
Yes, please.
I just wanted to show you this. I brought some pictures for the listeners to look at. This is a picture that I wanted to show you. This is a picture I took with Anthony Kiedis over the weekend. I met him out in Santa Monica, and we were hanging out on the beach, and I think it's a great picture. We got our arms around
that
each other.
That is a great picture.
Yeah.
He's still ripped.
Yeah, he's totally
ripped.
And so
ripped.
Are you, too.
Thanks.
And you have your shirt off?
Yeah.
Fuck, you're exploding those laughs.
Terrible
sunburn.
Look
at that.
Okay. Here we go. Ready to take
that
the lead.
That is a great picture, though.
Famous quote.
Yeah.
$1 million isn't cool. You know it's cool?
Yeah.
Hitting a jukebox and making it play a song.
Okay. Well, it sounded like it was going to be Justin Timberlake in the movie Social Network.
Playing Sean Parker.
Right. But I think it's actually Fonzie.
You are correct. Arthur Herbert Fonzarelli said that.
And that is the real person's name.
Yes.
Yeah. That is a living person.
You've taken the lead.
Okay.
2-1. You ready to tie it up?
What are we playing for? Are we playing for charity?
Yeah, of course. We're playing for those state sketches.
I'm not going to give a ton of state sketches, but I might give you one really good one.
Okay. Tom, here you go. This is your last chance to tie it up. This is it. Ready? All right.
Yep.
Famous quote.
Yep.
Okay. I found out that I suck at what I originally thought I was good at, writing and directing movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm retiring from that, and now I'm going to make a career out of something else I completely suck at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, I am literally not good at a single thing except for wearing trench coats and getting fat.
That's
tough.
You're really throwing me there.
That's
tough.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one.
Is it the only person I can think of who wears trench coats is Rorschach from The Watchmen.
No.
It's not Rorschach, is it?
No, he didn't direct any films.
Probably
not. It's Orson Welles.
Oh.
It's a famous quote that Orson Welles said.
Really?
Yeah. He loved trench coats.
Did he?
Yeah. He said, I suck at making movies.
Oh, yeah. Because really? They were all taken away from him.
Have you seen The Magnificent Ambersons? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They were all disasters after Citizen Kane. But, wow. So, sorry. Huh. Rob is our winner. And that, that is how you play Who Said It. Said it. All right. That's it. Congratulations, Rob.
Thanks a lot.
Tell you what, let's go to another song.
Hey, Rob,
should we take
honestly,
some calls?
Even as a loser, way to go.
Thank you. Can we take some calls?
No, we're not going to take any calls. Let's listen.
Like
to
a
songs.
Lesser man would be mad about this, something like that. You
don't
know what
be
I
mad.
Say? What my
you,
hat goes off to you.
You don't be mad.
As my friend and neighbor, which
wow,
you are.
Wow, I didn't realize when
Tom
you take
and
off
I live,
your hat.
Tom
you're
and
like
I live
completely bald now.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Me? Oh yeah, yeah.
You're like Dwight Yoakam.
So you wear a piece and all
your
movies?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god,
you didn't know that?
I had no idea.
And we also see each other socially a lot.
That's why you wear that pork pie hat everywhere.
Oh my god, you did not know that?
Oh, of course.
These are also not my teeth. Look.
Oh my god.
Put your fucking teeth back in your mouth.
Whose teeth are they?
These I got, they're Pete Rose. I got them at, there's like a sports memorabilia place in Vegas.
Hmm.
And they're like, hey, Pete Rose's teeth.
Can I tell a quick anecdote?
I'm like, fuck it. I got
that
kind of money.
Tell it when we come back. We're gonna take do another song. You guys ready? Susanna, Matthew, all set?
Yes.
Here we go. So what's next?
More Neil Young.
More Neil.
More Neil.
Can't get enough of that guy.
And which one, should I just hear what you're going to bust out? Or, okay.
Just check it out.
All right, here we go. This is Susanna Hoffs, Matthew Sweet, Comedy Death Ray.
I think I'd like to go back home, take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day to day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere.
Amazing. That was so beautiful. I'm so glad you guys are here. This is Comedy Death Ray Radio. I'm Hot Saucerman, and I'm here with Rob Hubel and Tom Lennon. You wanted to tell a quick
this
anecdote.
This is just a quick neighborhood story. Tom and I live by each other. And
I can see Rob's place out my window pretty much. And I don't know if he knows that.
When you say place, what exactly do you mean?
His place. I don't want to get too specific about where he lives in case he's got...
Okay,
know.
I thought you were talking
I live
about
in an
something.
Aquarium. So I was outside with my neighbor, who is like about 80 years old, a very nice gentleman, and we were talking, and Tom pulled up in his car, and my neighbor doesn't know who Tom is. He's not a hip comedy guy, and Tom rolled down his window very slowly, and he said, and I acted like I didn't know who Tom was, and Tom goes, hey, do either of you gentlemen want to make $100 the hard way? And I just stood there and I didn't say anything and I just let it be weird. And then he just peeled out and took off. And my neighbor was like, what in the world?
It was the greatest. I believe I actually said, do you guys party? Was the first thing that I said.
Well, I love doing that.
Here's the thing. When I see my friend Rob Hubel standing on the street with a 90-year-old man, literally, this is like, oh my God. I'm like, this is like me. This is like I found a $100 bill on the ground. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to say something to confuse this dude.
I hang out with a lot of old guys because I like to listen to their dumb fucking stories about dumb fucking old shit that no one cares about.
I did that to Jimmy Pardo once. I happened to see him at 5 in the morning. I was coming back from a hard night of drinking.
Yeah.
And I saw him at 5 in the morning in the valley. I couldn't believe
it. Just randomly, yeah.
And so I screeched the car. There's no one else on the streets. Yeah. I see him walking down the sidewalk. I screeched the car to a halt, and I roll down the window. I go, get in the fucking car! And he freaked the fuck out so bad. Oh. And then I was like, no, it's just me. And he like gave him a heart attack. It was so nice.
Oh, it's great to run into people when they don't expect it.
I love running into people.
Just literally
the
with
the
your
only
car.
Better is observing people when they can't see you.
Oh,
that's pretty fun once in a while, too.
With your pants down.
No, well, what I like to do when I see someone and they don't know that I see them, I call them, and then you can see them ignore you.
violently shake their head.
You can see them go, oh, I'm not taking this call.
And stuff their phone back into their pocket. And
they just go, Yeah, they look at the screen and go,
yeah.
Hey, guys, I had one idea, which is in our first show, the one other thing we did, which I called and asked if he could do it, is we had Doug Benson call up on the show.
Fun.
So I asked if he wouldn't mind calling in, and we're going to go to the phones now. And apparently he's here. So Doug is he has his own podcast called Doug Loves Movies, and he's here to do a Doug Loves Movies report. So let's do it. Doug, are you here?
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Thanks, Scott. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. But you knew that, right? I'm here with some eight words or less movie reviews that I used to do on Comedy Death Ray. People loved it. They didn't really care. All right, I'll say my review, and then I'll do some reviews by some people on Twitter. Arthur. The economy is perfect for another rich asshole movie. Is that even enough? The economy is perfect for another rich asshole movie. Oh, okay. 8 words or less. Perfect. Let's see what other people are saying. Stuck between bad and pretty shitty. Rocket FTC came up with that. Joe B1, he wrote, so drunk he runs away from Jennifer Garner. I have to agree with that. You have to be pretty drunk. This might be the best one. Minor Mike Minor, M-I-N-E-R, Mike M-I-N-E-R wrote, no more, M-O-O-R-E. All right, moving on. Hannah, my 8 words or less review. Nikita called, but she didn't leave a message. Let's see what some Twitterers had to say. Snap the Jap says, she's almost as tough as her sisters. It's a Hannah and her sisters reference. I like it. Eric Worley wrote, Hannah, Hit Girl in the Woods. I love Hit Girl, so any reference to her is good. Okay, Soul Surfer. It inspired me to not swim with sharks. That's my review. Mike D. Luciano says, Dennis Quaid's best shark movie since Jaws 3D. Can't argue with that. And what else? Is that the only one I have for that? There's a lot of, like, one hand clapping. Oh, Fizzackerly writes, 127 hours for pussies / people with pussies. Maybe I said that one wrong. And The Dudley Life wrote about Arthur. Russell Brand takes a big English dump. And finally, here's my review of Your Highness. I want to smoke some of that medieval medical marijuana, man. Back to you, Scott.
Okay, thank you so much, Doug. And why don't we go to a song? You guys want to hear another song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matthew,
yeah.
Susanna?
Yeah, I'm always ready.
What do you have on tap for us here?
We have Big Star.
Big Star.
Big Star.
The beloved Big Star.
Late Alex Chilton.
One of my favorites. Here we go. This is Matthew Sweet, Susanna Hoffs with Big Star Comedy Death Ray.
Sitting in the back of a car.
Big Star fans.
That's music right there. That's what I call music.
That is amazing. I'm so glad they're here. So now, Rob, I checked my email. Not Rob, Tom.
Yeah.
I do want to tell you both. Rob, I checked my email.
It was
interesting
because you were looking at me and saying Rob.
Tom, I checked. Also checked my email.
Yeah.
Rob, I did as well. Lil Gary sent me a little something.
Oh, dear.
He sent me an attachment.
Well, you know, he's not my cup of tea.
No.
Is it a big file?
As Andy Kindler said, he makes you hate tea.
Yeah. What size of the file is it?
It's a rather large one.
Ooh.
So the audio quality is going to be crystal clear, or it's a really long
song.
Well,
he's down, you know, he's still down in Ciudad Juarez.
Really? Where is that?
Ciudad Juarez is, you know, when the guy got his face cut off and sewn onto a soccer ball by the drug cartels? That's where he lives.
What happened to the guy?
Most of the time. Some guy, like the mayor or reporter, some nosy parker, somebody was sticking their nose where it didn't belong with the drug cartels.
What'd they do to him?
His face cut off of his face
and
sewn onto a soccer ball, and then it was left on the steps of, like, City Hall.
So, did he live? Is he walking around without a face? And there's a cool soccer ball out there that kids are having fun with?
Let's look that up.
I'd like to find out
I think he's fine.
Yeah, he's probably fine.
I think You know, without doing much research into it, I think he's fine.
Probably good.
So yeah. Now, Tom, what do you think this song is? Do you think it's
I honestly don't know.
Some sort of celebration the 100th episode?
We're not close. Yeah, honestly, you're closer to him than me. Because as you know, it's not my thing.
All right, well, let's click on it
if you want.
I might go
have a smoke, and I'll come back.
All right, so let me tell the listeners, go ahead, have a smoke, come back in, looks to be about 3 minutes or so. Here we go, Little Gary.
So take hold of your knob and let go of your fears. It's Hammer the Deaf Guy for the first 100 years. 100 years have passed of the Comedy Deaf Guy. Well, the show made us laugh, the podcast of the sky, and now the end's so near, it will never be again. Goodbye, Scott O'Command. You were always a friend. So take hold of your knob, pop champagne, tab and beer, to the podcast we love. For the first 100 years, he filled us with laughs. He put cake in our face, turned in cans into gold, and he filled us with shit. So take hold of your knob and let go of your fears. A Comedy Deaf Guy, it's the first 100 years.
Wow, Little Gary. Whew.
I didn't like that.
It's not my thing.
It really is not my thing.
Can I just clarify? Was he saying 100 years of the show?
I think, yeah, he got very confused by that.
You know, that's obviously very inaccurate. We're talking about like
I just
a year.
I couldn't understand the lyrics.
He said 100 years and another 100 years.
Did he put cake? You put cake in people's face?
I think so. Yeah,
and take
bizarre.
Hold of our knobs. He means the radio knob. He knows it's not on the actual radio.
No, we are on Indy 103.1 still. So
right, which is not on the actual
not
radio.
On the actual radio.
Right,
you're right.
I was right the first time.
yeah.
The apps don't have knobs. Last time I checked, unless there's an app called Knobs, which I bet will be. Boobs.
Hold on, we just came up with a million dollar idea.
$1 million.
Knobs.com. Do you think Knobs.com is taken?
Somebody start typing.
Engineer,
why are we still talking?
Guys, that
Knobs.com is just dudes jerking off. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh my God. But these are some pretty solid knobs.
Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, good knobs, but it is what it is.
I mean, they're
I'm letting you know
high quality knobs.
Yeah.
High quality penises.
You would hope. It's like, why register the domain name if you don't have some buddies with some really monster monster knobs?
Yeah.
Guys, we only have time for one more segment on the show. I know that you guys got to go.
Sure.
Everyone has to go. We just have time for one, and I'm so glad we were able to fit it in. It's a little something we call plugs.
Let me tell you the tale of Scott Aukerman, who's brought you plugs. They've played Would You Rather and had witty banter, so now come pay money to see them. Falafel Clopperman, let the clapping commence.
You should get longer intros.
It'd be great.
I don't think this one's over, actually. Hold on.
That's all recorded clapping.
Is there a minimum time that podcasts have to be on iTunes? Is it like
we always try to go the minimum.
Because
you find that the longer
God,
the
I feel
intro,
like sometimes the intros are just there's a little bit of padding in that, some of the intros.
Honestly, I'm glad you said it because that's the only reason I do it. is...
To me, the two things I like least about the show are, number one...
Little Gary. Yeah.
I don't know what is up with that guy.
Yeah, I don't
Thank you for helping out my mom's side of the family with that.
No, I mean, I try to do what I can for you, but boy.
Jesus.
And then the intros are number two.
What is up?
I know what you mean. I mean, but we got...
Oh, wait, we're plugging stuff?
We got to fill out time. So this is... By the way, that was Matt Harbert. Sorry, Matt Harbert. Thank you so much for sending that in. If you have a plugs theme, put it on our Facebook page on the appropriate thread.
I would say keep them short.
Yeah. You know, like...
I enjoyed it.
Like, think
that.
About...
Just because
like,
you guys got to go, less than time 2 minutes. Is on your mind.
Under 2 minutes is a good intro length.
What do you have to plug, Rob? What do you got?
I want to plug my restaurant chain. Okay. Big old. Yeah. And then we're doing a spinoff restaurant called Dick Bruises. Uh-huh. And that opens in the spring.
I'm working on an album with Tiger Woods.
You know he's a good friend of mine, so tell him I said hello.
Yeah, I certainly shall.
You going to buy more hats in the future? Or?
Well, yeah, look. Isn't that weird? It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a good looking hat.
Hey, but it's going to be great for the CDR sunburn contest.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you can get something on the bald
have
page
we gotten
of your
any,
head.
Have we gotten any yet? Yeah. Has anyone sent any in since
we started,
started
40 minutes
already
ago?
We have 500 entries. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
People start looking through them fast.
They really do.
So that's all you guys have to plug?
Well, I mean, do people really plug real things?
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
Do you have something coming up?
Children's Hospital, new season of Children's Hospital.
I'm in the new season of Children's Hospital.
As am I. I only have one line, but I was thrilled.
No, you got. I think we gave you more lines. I think we ADR'd some.
And that's weird.
We now have you go, I love to eat my own cock.
And wait, who does the voice?
I do the voice of
what?
You. Yeah.
All right. Well, to be on the show, anything, I guess. I want to plug. Okay, this is interesting. We have Hot Saucerman hot sauce bottles for sale. Ooh. We made only 100 for the, especially for the 100th show, limited edition, one time only collectible. Go to earwolf.com/store. You can check them out. They ship in 2 weeks. We only made 100 of these things, so snap them up.
Should have made more.
Well, it's for the 100th show. It's
So at 200, you'll make more.
I would have given you a deal at 1 million. I would have made them cheaper.
But are you going to make 101 bottles for the 101st show?
Oh, yeah,
like
we're definitely going to do that.
Oh, no, okay, yeah, okay,
yeah,
cool.
So buy the 100.
There'll be lots of them by that time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Also, go to earwolf.com/survey to participate in a questionnaire that will help us figure out podcasting a little bit. Listen to the finale of Mike Detective tomorrow, right? Coming out tomorrow, Rob, the finale.
Yeah.
That's exciting. With a special guest that we mentioned in today's show. We don't want to say who it is.
I don't want to say who it is.
And also thanks to Engineer Doug, Neil Campbell, Jeff Ulrich. Here's to 100 more shows and only 100 more.
I'd say that's a good number.
Just put her down then.
I would kill yourself
and then
on
we,
200.
Then we walk this mule out to a field where she can like look at the ocean.
And we shave it.
And we shave.
Just shave that
and
mule.
And then... Just
and
gently.
Then we get a dog to take its underpants down with its mouth.
Yep, and then sawed off shotgun, and we all go out like fucking gladiators.
Let's hold hands so when people come across
the
scene,
people are like, "Wait, what are we doing? Wait a second,
gladiators ever did that?"
wait, let me clarify what we're doing. We're taking an old mule out to some vista point
on a cliff.
Check.
On
we're
a cliff, shave it.
A dog is going to pull some underwear down off of it, like the Coppertone logo.
Check.
Yeah,
and then we're all going out like Hemingway.
Yeah,
we're going to
holding
shoot.
Hands.
We're
going to
literally
other.
paint the woods with our brains at episode 200. I think that's a great goal.
And the
when
mule,
is
the
this so I can
gonna...
put this in my iCal?
And who wins the state sketch for that, by the way? Do we win it? Or
we'll see.
All right.
Jury's still out on that.
I do want to thank you both for being on the 100th show. You were on my first show. You really helped me out that show, and you helped me out today. I appreciate
Shall
it.
Shall we,
you guys
just for old time's sake, read through the first show one more time?
All right, here we go. So... today, my special co-host...
I'll be Scott Aukerman this
okay,
time.
Here we go.
With me today, my special co-host, you know him from MTV's Human Giant. He played the bad guy in the film I Love You, Man.
Bad guy.
There was no bad guy.
He played the different point of view from the protagonist.
Let's not do this.
Yeah, you're right. That's going to get really boring the
guys,
time.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And we're going to do another song. And hey, Susanna Matthew, do you have plugs since we're doing them?
New Bangles record.
No.
In the can.
Mixed,
not mastered, but mixed. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And when do you have a target date?
Target date, the fall, 2011,
The autumn leaves will be falling.
Yes.
People can get information on that at...
Probably online, or we'll...
Probably online.
We'll know more soon.
Or you might start calling people.
Check the Twitter.
No, I don't
just cold calling.
I just don't
going
do
door
Twitter.
To door.
On your show, we'll announce
please
it.
Please do.
We'll bring the girls over.
I would love to have
we
that.
We love
that
the girls.
It's funny, the whole group of girls. They're good.
Yeah, I met them at the Duran Duran concert. They were so nice.
Aren't they nice?
Duran
the Peterson
Square.
Sisters.
Was Duran Duran
yes
great?
They were good.
They were really good. I really enjoyed how John Taylor ended it, and he said, "This is what we do."
Wow.
He's so cool, though. I
boy,
love
now
John
I really
Taylor
think he's cool. That is amazing. This is what we do.
This is what
man
we do. And Matthew, what do you have to plug? Do you have a new record, hopefully?
There's so many leaks to plug. I have a new album. I put one out 2 years ago called Sunshine Lies, kind of mm-hmm in between our...
great record.
Our covers records. Thank you so much. And then the new one's called Modern Art. It's out, I think, July or August.
And Fred Armisen's on a track.
Fred Armisen played drums on a track. That's right, a comedy
amazing
thing. Well, I said, send me some just drums. Because I sort of collected, I made the record in sort of a weird way.
Did you do like loops and stuff like that?
No, but not really. But I was sort of going to do that. What I did is I just put together... It's hard to explain
modern
exactly
art.
It's
modern
a little
art
off. It's a little strange. But Fred sent me this drum track, and then I had a song already and just fit it to this crazy
so cool
sort of jazz drumming. But it's really like, you know, two mics or whatever, so it's kind of crazy sounding.
Oh, amazing. Okay, and that'll be out this summer. And
that's going to come out this summer. We're also going to try and play shows of the whole Girlfriend album because it's 20th.
Amazing
anniversary, so I'm going to hope to be doing that in
with
the fall.
With the band that made it, or with a different band, or not suggesting that you should do it with a band.
Yeah, we couldn't really do it because some of the band
are no longer
with us. Robert Quine.
Oh yes. So a tour. Please go see that tour and pick up all of the records by these two great people. And I'm really looking forward to having new records from you guys out.
That's
so
you
great that you're
that's
putting
so
them
nice
out. And please,
most people don't care about the news.
I have them all.
He doesn't care.
I know
either
that
he
you
has
do
to say.
Scott.
No, I have them all. I have everyone.
I know that you do.
I have
he
every one of all of your
do
records. I and
oh
Matthew,
my God.
I have every soundtrack I believe that you've ever appeared
no
on. Flipper, everything.
Wow, Flipper.
Strange.
Oh. God, I could use one of those Flipper gigs right now. That was crazy.
Well, you did.
Some guy just did the track, and I went out and sang it, and it was like some huge amount of money. You know,
Matthew
yeah
always
that would
does
be
this
great
weird under the radar soundtracks.
The Ace Ventura 2 soundtrack. Because
I'll do anything.
Oh my God, are you hearing this?
But I have it, strangely enough, in my collection. So this is a big thrill. Thank you both for coming
thank
on.
You.
I really appreciate
thanks
it. And you're going to take us out with another track, right?
Different Drum, which was written by Mike Nesmith from the Monkees, and then first recorded by the Stone Ponies, Linda Ronstadt's first band.
Oh my God.
In the
it's
60s.
It's a great one when you hear it on like oldies radio. It's
All
right. Well, that's been episode 100. Thank you so much, guys.
Woo!
We'll see you next week. Thanks.
One, two, three.
Of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry, and I always say it'll work out. But honey, child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. Oh, don't get me wrong, not that I knock it, it's just that I'm not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying, I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing. Try. For a boy who wants to love only me.
Indie 1031. That is, of course, Comedy Death Ray for another week. Thank you so much for listening. And to hear more shows and the full show of this great program, please go to earwolf.com. That's where you can hear all the previous episodes. And there's also great features, and you can leave comments and all the stuff that you people love to do. And thanks to Indie 1031 for another great week. We'll see you next week.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in podcasting. Well, who'd be interested in that? Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang.